The Mishnah says Nisa Chamayim Ketzad. So we know Bechag Nidonim Alamayim that the Nisa Chamayim is a critical avoda, and again it was done with a great deal of simcha. The simcha is based hashoeva, but there was a very serious element to it, which is the avodas hamayim was meant to correspond to the gashem. We say tefillas gashem today, so they had the avoda and the this neshama parim svasenu. That's all we can do. We could daven, but they had the nisa hamayim. So how was this done? Slocha shel zav machzekes shloshes logim hayememali min hashiloach, the meshiloach, the springs. So it'd be filled up a particular jug that had shloshes logim. So three logim is the equivalent of a revius hahin, which is always the smallest amount that's associated with the nisuch hayayin for a keves. We know, of course, that a par is chatzi hahin, an ayil is shlishis hahin, a revius hahin la keves. So yigila shar hamayim, you come to that part of the azara, southern entrance. So taku ve'riu v'taku. So again, they would sound the shofar, and again, you have a dynamic here. The tkiyah is a sign of joy, of yom simchaschem uvumoadechem, but also the trua in particular is a sound of distress, right? Al atzara tzarer eschem. So you're having this duality here. Okay, olav akevesh ufana l'smolo. That's unique. Normally, you'd come up the ramp. The ramp is in the southern side of the mizbeach. So when you come up the ramp, you're facing north. So normally, you turn east, right? So kolpino shatapone yamina. There are only three cases in all of the avoda where you'd go left. This is two of the three cases, nisuch hayayin and nisuch hamayim. The concern is that if you carry the water around, it will spill or be exposed to the smoke on the mizbeach. Ufana l'smolo. So shnei sfafalim shel kesef hayu sham. Rabbi Yehuda omer shel sid hayu. Ala shayu mishachren pneim nei hayayin. So there were two funnels that ran down well underground in the mizbeach all the way through. Uminukavin kemin shnei chotamin dakin. Echad meuba ve'echad dak. So these two funnels, one was much larger than the other. One had a much greater area because you would try to get the nisuch hamayim and the nisuch hayayin, you'd actually pour the wine and the water simultaneously. But we all know that wine has a much greater viscosity than water. Water pours very clearly. So water, you'd pour down the small funnel, so the rate of descent would be equaled by that of the ayin, which moves much slower. But if it's a much wider cylinder down, so then they could actually run exactly at the same rate. They should name Kalin Bivasacha. So it's a mixture of the Nisa Chamayim and the Nisa Chayayim. Maravi Shalmayim, Mizrachi Shalyayim. So the one that was closer on the ramp, the one that you would encounter first was the one of the wine. Then you go a little bit further. Again, he turns to his left as opposed to his right, the Kohen, and you'd encounter the one of Mayim. So Ira Shalmayim, Mesoch Shalyayim, Mishalyayim, Mesoch Mayim, Yatza. If you pour them down the wrong funnel, it's not Miakabid Yebed. Rabbi Huda Omer, Belog Hayamanasech Kol Shimona. Rabbi Huda has two disagreements. He says there's only one log as opposed to three, and he thought that the Nisach Hamayim was done on Shemini Atzeres. We don't understand that way. In fact, there's a remez in the Torah. The first sugya in Masach Tainis is all about this, that we see the words Mayim in the Karbanos of Sukkis, right? Normally it says Viniska, so it could say Viniskehem. So that's one extra mem. Unisacheha, that's one extra yud. And then Kimishbatam, right? So Kimishbatam, the extra mem at the end, that spells out Mayim. Okay, so the Tzdukim didn't accept this at all because it's not Mefurish Bikra. It's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. It's only a remez in the Chumash. So he wanted to make sure that it's very clear. We said, Hag Beyadcha, lift up your hands. We want to make sure that you're actually doing it. Shepam Achas, Nisechechar Al-Gabe Raglav. There was a Kohen Tzeduki, not a Kohen Gadol. We had that problem too in Bayis Sheni. So there's a Kohen who was a Tzeduki who didn't want to do the Nisa Chamayim because he didn't believe in it. But he didn't want it to be too obvious because I guess he didn't want to blow his cover. So what he did was he poured the water on his feet. It didn't actually go down. He didn't think anybody would notice, but they all noticed. And anybody know how they reacted? What did they do to this fellow? They stoned him to death, but they didn't have stones. What did they have? A srogim, right, exactly. So, you know. Pamachas nisichachar al gabe raglav urgamuhu kol am be'esrogehen, right? The esrog was weaponized. And you have a couple, fastball throwers, Nolan Ryan in the crowd, you know, that could be sufficient in its own right. So they actually took him down with the esrogim, okay? You know, when you're considering, by the way, to go with the pisom or without, you know, maybe you want to keep that in mind, you know, sort of an extra impact force, you know, just in case you encounter a Kohen Tzeduki. Kemaseu b'chol kach maseu b'Shabbos. So it goes on in Shabbos exactly the same way. Elashay memali merav Shabbos chavish alzav shenu mekudesha semina shiloach. So you're not allowed, obviously, to carry water from outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's an issa d'arais of hotzah. So what do? You fill it up the day before. But the problem is, if you fill up water the day before, there's a psul d'araisa by elements that are used in the avoda called lina, if it stays overnight. Anything which is in contact with the kli shares cannot last overnight. Okay, it goes bad overnight, al pi halacha. So that's why you have to put it in a tzlochus, which isn't mikudeshes as a kli shares. It doesn't have the kedusha of a kli shares. Okay? Umanicha belishka. So that would all be good. Nishbecho nizgalta, but let's say it becomes open or it gets kicked over somehow overnight. So now it's tzaris because you can't go back to the shiloach because that would be hotzah. So what do you do? Hayim emale mina kior. So there's a failsafe, which is, remember, the kior was lowered underground every single night. So they used to literally lower it down by a pulley system and then they would actually pull it back up. So that's not considered mayim megulim, which is pasul gamizbeach shayin v'mayim amegulim psulin legabe hamizbeach. That's part of the broader din of hakriveu no lefechasecha, that we have to, bring the ideal things in the context of the mizbeach, and that was the nisach hamayim. Again, what we'll talk about is the nisach hamayim happening in conjunction with great simcha, the simcha beis hashoeva. We talked already about the tzkiyas hashofar that took place as well. And so what we'll look forward to starting tomorrow night, going through the Mishnayos in the fifth parak, the fifth and final parak, is to appreciate the beauty and the joy of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, even as we experience the seriousness of pleading with Hashem for a year of Geshem.